Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast Mississippi Community College. Second week of face-to-face classes this week for the fall semester. It's not too late to sign up for our nationally recognized online classes. In fact, those will begin on August 24th. You can apply today. Just go to nemcc.edu for our online education, which is ranked number one in the entire state of Mississippi among all higher ed institutions, universities, colleges, and community colleges. That's according to onlinedegree.com. We're also sporting the nation's second highest ranking when it comes to online education among all community colleges. Also, a friendly reminder to please fill out your screening forms each day before heading to campus. That's not only for our students, but for employees as well. Very important to take care of that screening form before you come to campus each day to keep our campuses safe dealing with this pandemic. Time now to bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. He has joined us each week during this COVID-19 pandemic, and he joins us again this week. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Well, good afternoon to everyone. It's good to have a week of school behind us. I think we had a good start to school last week. Everything that happened throughout the week, we had anticipated. We had one or two things that came up that kind of caught us off guard, but we dealt with it very swiftly and was prepared for pretty much everything. A little bit of the data that we have right now, we have on campus, we have about 6 or 7 positive cases that came into campus either by computer students or in the dorm or whatever. We have about 300 students that are on quarantine right now, and we have about 25 to 28 employees that are on quarantine also. And this is just a precautionary measure. Of course, we are encouraging masks, we are encouraging distancing, and we're encouraging the sanitation part as far as washing your hands. And of course, when you're dealing with students, this is a chore within itself. We are mandating the mask within the classrooms, and for the most part, the students are adhering to this pretty good. We are currently experiencing some issues with student services realm of it. We are running short with dormitory rooms and things like that because we're having to put the quarantine students that are staying on campus, we're having to put them in the dorm, another dorm room, and this has created pretty much a shortage of rooms. We had held back some rooms for this specific situation for the quarantine purposes, and we're beginning to fill those up. But I'm thinking that with the rotation, with the students coming off of quarantine, students going into quarantine, that will free up some rooms and some beds for students that are on quarantine. I cannot say enough about the employees here at Northeast. First of all, I can't say enough about the faculty, how they have been very resilient and open to change and very versatile in the things that they're dealing with and having to deal with. You know, it's very easy for them to be in class today and then teaching a face-to-face class, and then tomorrow have to be fully online for 2 weeks due to the quarantine. But I have to say that our faculty has done a tremendous job of being very flexible, and we just have to say thank you to our faculty for doing that. And I want all of you to know that we are here to support you going through this, because I know it's difficult at times in maintaining that level of instruction that Northeast is known for. And also, let me, not in addition to the faculty, I want to say thank you to the administrative team, the cabinet, the staff, all the employees, maintenance, facilities operation folks. I mean, you're called upon sometimes to go and disinfect a dorm room, and you just jump right on it. So I want to thank Mr. Elliott and Mr. Hatfield and their staff for the job that they're doing, and stepping sometimes right into the middle of it and taking care of things that need to be taken care of. And then, of course, the cabinet and the administrative team that we have in place here. You know, they come to work every day, as everybody does, without a personal agenda, just coming to work and thinking about what can I do to make these students successful? What can I do to make Northeast successful? And in doing all that, we make a lot of people successful. So that's the key to it, and I appreciate the attitude and the efforts and the things that are going on here at Northeast. As I've always said, when people walk by or the name Northeast comes up, you know, the thing that I want them to say, I don't know what's going on at Northeast, but it's good, and I want to be a part of it. So I think we're sending that message out to everyone simply by the work ethic and the things that we're doing here to accommodate and help our students to be successful. So we're always thinking about what's best for the students, for the employees, and for our institution. I do want to say congratulations to Northeast again, because we received, first of all, the Aleutian Impact Award. This is an award that is awarded by Aleutian, and it celebrates higher education visionaries who are inspiring others to push the boundaries of technology and innovation. This is an annual award, and it recognizes an institution using technology to solve challenges, operate more efficiently, and offer a better student experience. So we're happy to receive that award and to be recognized for it. And it's, again, it's all because of the work that all the employees and we all are doing. And pretty much it's based on our advances in technology across campus, including the implementation of Banner 9, Argos, and the integration of Canvas and Banner. The use of DegreeWorks, attendance tracking to improve student success and retention, digital textbooks, OER books, and things like that. So we're very appreciative for Aleutian for recognizing Northeast Mississippi Community College for this Impact Award. It's a really nice award, and it reflects the type of employees that we have here working. It also comes along with it is a $25,000 grant to Northeast, which we will use to enhance our instruction on campus. So we're happy to receive that recognition. Also want to let everybody know that we've been recognized by the Mississippi Business Journal again as one of the top colleges and universities for 2020 by the Mississippi Business Journal. So we're excited about that recognition also. And then again, it's just confirmation of the quality and the type of people that we have working here at Northeast. And I would not trade our employees for anyone else's employees anywhere. Looking toward, of course, everybody knows that Northeast, as all colleges are, enrollment driven. So our enrollment right now stands at 3,034 for the fall 2020, and comparatively to 2019, we had 3,016 students at this time last year. So right now, enrollment still looks pretty good. Concerned about the students that have paid or students that have not paid. There are quite a few of those that I'm afraid is going to affect those numbers at the end of the day. But then again, we still have a week and a half, 2 weeks to still recruit students for our online classes, and the MSVCC is still enrolling and registering students, and will do so until August the 24th. So we've got to August 24th to get as many students as we possibly can in the online situation. So also dually enrolled students, these are students that are in high school and taking college courses. We have 272 of those that have registered for classes for the fall of 2020. And I'm looking for that number to go up even more as K through 12 schools are beginning to come back and get enrolled for the fall. So considering everything that has taken place, I would consider Northeast is in really good shape, and we're looking forward to a successful year. Of course, there are some concerns that I have going forward. You know, I just think that people need to understand what the word quarantine means. We've had students that are on quarantine that have come to class and have said, well, I didn't think I was quarantined from all my classes, just that one class. And we've got to understand that if you're under quarantine, that means that you go home or you go to the dorm and you do not get out into public again. And that goes for adults also. So some some adults need to understand what quarantine means. We have students and even adults that do not show symptoms even till day 11 and 12 of their quarantine. So it's important that we do not infect and spread the virus in another way. So that's why it's important that we wear a mask, we distance ourselves, and we wash our hands. Those three things are things that we've got to learn to be an everyday occurrence. One thing that I need to mention, too, is that I think through all of this, we're going to be stronger. We're going to be better because it's constantly making not only Northeast, but all institutions and even K through 12s institutions look at their delivery system, look at the things that they're doing in the classroom, look at the things that they're doing all across the entire campus to see if there's a better way to do it and more efficient way to do it. So I think at the end of the day, when all this is completed, that that we will be a better institution. We will be a stronger institution. And it's important for us to just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. That's going to be very important for us to do that. Right now, we're concentrating on whether or not athletics will be prevalent in the fall. Currently, for community colleges in Mississippi, the football season is scheduled to start October 1st. Now, however, there are several NCAA schools that have decided to, the Big Ten Conference has decided to move their football season to the spring. There will be others that will decide to do that too, and I think I've shared my thinking on that and my philosophy, and it's this. You know, we can't just keep pushing things back and pushing them back and pushing them back. We've got to learn to live in this new environment that we're in because it's not going away anytime soon. So we've got to learn to navigate through it. We've got to learn to still get the job done regardless of what might happen. So I encourage you to make sure that you wear your mask as an employee here. Set a good example for our students. Set a good example for the people out in the community because we've got to get this thing under control. So again, thank you all so very much for what you do and everything that you do for Northeast, everything you do for your students. And my prayer is that each one of you would be safe and your families would be safe and that we would continue to move forward. So saying all that, again, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is exactly right, Dr. Ford. Thanks again for your time. Really appreciate all of these weekly messages throughout this entire pandemic. Say, Tiger Talk isn't the only option you have on staying up to date with one of the nation's elite community colleges. You can follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and check out our latest videos on our YouTube channel as well. But for now, that will wrap up this week's show. A special thank you to Michael Miller for getting us on the air, as he always does each week. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week, right here on Tiger Talk.